introduce yourself again for me, if you would. Tell me your name, where you live, and what you do for a living.
Bobby Lucier from Manassas, Virginia.
And the last time we spoke was in Indianapolis.
Right, at the National Convention.
Do you remember what you said then?
A little bit.
You said something to the effect of you were very unhappy with the president and first lady.
Yeah.
And you said she doesn't look like a first lady. You said
no,
something.
She doesn't.
Like,
she doesn't look or act. I mean, can you imagine? You know, Kennedys or the Bushes or anybody doing push-ups on the floor. I mean, you know, that's just not a first lady.
A lot of people wondered if there was a racial undertone to your comments.
No, it's not. I don't care what color she is. It's just, she just doesn't act and look like a first lady. I mean, she's more about looking, showing her arms off than, you know. I think that's very inappropriate for a lot of functions that she goes to.
So do you mean it's an issue of modesty?
Yeah. It's respect and, you know, for being in the White House.
Fewer sleeveless dresses, fewer push-ups.
I
just want to get a better understanding of what you mean when you say she doesn't act and look like a first lady.
They talk about more like, you know, her dresses and how she looks and stuff and her arms and whatever.
People talked a lot about the dresses that other first ladies wore,
well, yeah,
for sure. You look a little frustrated.
I am. I just hope Romney wins.
I mean, tell me more about what it is that bothers you about the president and first lady, not just in terms of policy, but in terms of, you know, their demeanor.
They're too casual. They look too casual.
Well, yeah, I mean, you see her walking around in shorts and, you know, just real casual wear. And to me, that's, I mean, when I go to functions, I kind of dress up other than, you know, today, but you just got to look the part.